Oh, give me some harmony grits, some good old sugar cured ham. Let me up to the table, scoot over that, Joe Slattery, and give me lots of elbow room.
Ah, greetings and multitudinous felicitations, countrymen. Pray enter these portals now, wherein lies an abundance of frivolity, mirth, and jubilance.
Excuse me all over the place, Joe, but translated into the kind of talk an old backwoods boy like me could understand, what do you suppose that means?
Well, that means y'all come on in and have some fun.
Well, for goodness sakes, why did you say so in the first place? Neighbors, we do hope to show you a good time today, and our first effort in that direction is a good old-timey song here called The San Antonio Road. Within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone. Moon in all your splendor, know only my love, call back my rose, rose of San Antonio, lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own broken song in words I know still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit pass by the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antonio. Your splendor, know only my love, call back my rose, rose of San Antonio, lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart, speak once again of my love, my own broken song, if the words I know still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit pass by the Alamo and rose by rose of San Antonio. Crossroads gang here doing a little tune called Silver Bells.
Say, look, Red. Here's something in the chuckle box today from Bedford, Indiana.
Hey, that's old Bud Isaac's hometown, yeah. Bud. How about that? Well, read it, Joe. Let's have a sample of the kind of sense of humor that Bud's buddies have back there in Bedford.
Okay, says, I had always thought it was impossible for a person to feel happy and sad at the same time. Until I read in the paper about the man who saw his mother-in-law go over the cliff in his new Cadillac convertible.
The poor mother-in-laws, they get it, don't they? Well, we're always interested in something that's good for a laugh, neighbor, so you send us the little funnies you read or pick up in conversation with your friends, won't you? And we'll try to return the favor by keeping right on with our practice of having the most popular people in the country music world as our guest stars here on the show. And today's guest
is a pint-sized little cutie from Capitol Records, Miss Jeannie Shepherd. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Red. Hi, fellas.
Hi, Jeannie. Hi.
Jeannie, you all set to do your stuff?
I sure am.
All right, I'll just give the boys the high sign, and you let out with two hoops and a holler.
How come a man can fight and cuss and smoke and drink and cheer? Step out on their wives and do the things they shouldn't do. Well, it's all right in the public eye, they say he's just a man. But if a woman does one foolish thing, she ain't worth a two hoops and a holler. She's lower than a hound. If she drinks or smokes or tells a joke, she's the lowest thing in town.
Pipes there. And, Jeannie, if we didn't know you was kidding, we wouldn't invite you to come back and see us. Oh, that's real fine, Jeannie Shepherd. We'll be looking forward to the next time you can come visit with us. But in the meantime, let's take care of this important bit of business here.
So many of the requests we're getting, neighbors, are the songs Red Foley has out on Decca Records. And here he is singing one of the best of them now.
What's the name of it, Joe?
Are You Trying to Tell Me Goodbye?
Oh, that's the one.
Makes no difference what I do. Seems like nothing pleases you. Are you trying to tell me goodbye? When you're kissing me goodnight, you don't hold me quite as tight. Are you trying to tell me goodbye? You know it would hurt me if we had to part. Are you just being kind to the dreams in my heart? Am I worrying in vain? Is your love for me the same? Are you trying to tell me goodbye? Are you just being kind to the dreams in my heart? Am I worrying in vain? Is your love for me the same? Are you trying to tell me goodbye?
Well, that'll have to be it for now, friends, but...
Oh, wait a minute. Don't rush away so fast, Red. I want to ask you something about that song.
What's on your mind,
oh,
Joe?
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. Who wrote it?
Well, some old country boy up there in New York City, I believe. The name is Steve Nelson.
Boy, I'm going to write him a fan letter. You know, that's a beautiful thing.
He writes a lot of good ones, old Steve does. I can't think of all the things. Eddie Arnold's done a lot of things that he's written.
Oh, well, good, good, good. Say, listen, let's remind all the folks about the Chuckle Box.
Oh, yeah. George, now, we want you folks to sort of get with us here and send in all these little funny sayings that you hear around your neighborhood, and you might pick them up out of the paper, you might read them. Any way that you get them, well, we appreciate you sending them to us. And we also want to thank little Jeannie Shepherd for coming down here and two-hooping and a-hollering with us. Jeannie, could you two-hoop and a-holler for us back over there? Well, friends, we've got to be going now. We've had a lot of fun. Remember to write and tell us what's going on around your house, because honestly, we'd love to hear from you. As we always say, if you can't come be with us in person, why, write, won't you?
Ooh, give me some harmony grits, some good old sugar-cured ham.
From the crossroads of country music, Springfield, Missouri, you've heard another transcribed Red Foley show with the Crossroads Gang, our special guest, Miss Jean Shepherd, and starring Red Foley in person.